really anything.
Okay. Oh, what I had in mind was electric frying pan or skillet?
No.
Wooden cause? Okay. What about these things that have come out recently? They are smaller ovens, but they cook things very quickly.
Microwave oven?
Yeah. Okay. But a place you would take your dirty clothes, if you don't have a washer and dryer at your house, you take them down to
the laundromat and the washer.
Okay. The washer would be the same as the laundromat?
Right.
Okay. And something that you might have in your kitchen to put your dirty clothes in, you know, just to keep them there until you...
Dirty clothes hamper, dirty clothes bag.
Okay. And the thing that you would use on your rug to clean it, you just call that a
vacuum cleaner.
And the thing that you have to replace when it gets full in the vacuum cleaner?
The dust bag.
All right. Say if you wanted to mop your tile floor, you would use a mop and you'd use some kind of container for the water and detergent. What would you call that?
A bucket.
What would it be made out of?
Aluminum.
Anything besides that, that it might be made out of?
Made out of plastic.
So you'd call it
a bucket.
Would you call it aluminum, would you just call it a bucket or aluminum bucket?
Aluminum bucket.
What about a plastic one?
A bucket.
We call it a plastic bucket. Okay. Have you ever seen these things that some people have in their kitchens? You put a lot of trash and garbage in them and it reduces the size of it?
Mm-hmm. Garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something right there beside that, I don't know if that's a hot water heater or what, that you put your garbage in, you just call that a
trash can.
Okay. Have you seen these things? Sometimes they're at shopping centers. These great, big, huge things they might have behind their stores. Some of them are green. They have these trucks that come around and lift them up and dump it.
Call them the garbage dump.
Is that what you call a container itself?
Mm-hmm.
The garbage dump?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard one called a Dempsey dumpster or something like that?
No.
Just a dumpster?
No.
Okay. Talk about something a little different. If someone has died, the man who's at the funeral home, you know, who directs or he's responsible for preparing the body, what would you call him?
Funeral director, undertaker, caretaker.
Okay. And the vehicle that takes the body to the cemetery, that would be the
ambulance.
Did you ever call it a hearse?
No.
Meat wagon?
No.
You'd call it that, okay. Sometimes if people aren't going to be buried in the ground, there might be a building where they're interred above ground. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Cremation.
Okay, that. Or if the body isn't going to be burned, it's going to be preserved intact, but it's just going to be interred above ground instead of buried. Do you know of anything like that?
No.
Okay, does mausoleum mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. These things you smoke, you call them?
Cigarettes.
Okay, what about those thick brown ones?
Cigars.
Yeah. Do you have any other names for cigarettes? Do you have a...
Cigarettes. Smoke, give me a smoker. Mm-hmm.
People still call them cancer sticks?
Yeah, cancer sticks.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about the house, if you had a room in the house that was designed to receive a lot of sunlight, what would you call that? A real open area, maybe with a lot of big windows or something like that.
I have no name for that.
Okay, have you ever heard of a sun porch?